4TMA. Testing repeater from a new location and requesting a signal report from any station monitoring. KZ4TMA.
For FTU Mobile, you're making it into the repeater, but there's still some noise. You're readable.
Thank you much for that. This is KZ4TMA again. Just new location. Never been in the area. Wanted to see if I could even hit the repeater from here. I did just bump up my power. Is that making any difference with the second transmission here?
A little noise. Not a lot of volume, but you're a lot clearer this time. KK4FTU Mobile.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm speaking softly at the moment. But I appreciate it. Thanks very much. I'll free up the airways. I just wanted to see if I was even hitting it. So thanks very much. I'll say 73s and be clear after your final. KZ4TMA.
KZ4TMA, KK4FTU Mobile. I am in the traffic disaster called 85 North, just north of 385.
I hope that clears up for you. I'm going to sign off now. Jump out. Thanks again. I appreciate it. KZ4TMA clear.
Have a good one. KK4FTU Mobile monitoring.
K3JCA monitoring.
KCA KF4NXY. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good sir. How are you and your wife doing today?
We've been out and about all day. We're about 4 miles from the house. Be glad when I get home.
Sir? Well, at least today seemed to be a beautiful day outside. I don't know how hot it got, but looking on my outdoor camera here, and it looks to still be sunny blue skies out here. So very little clouds where I live. KA3JCA.
It's been a beautiful day to be out and about. We went up to Westminster. I had to pick up a part from my boat, and then we dropped it off with the mechanic, and then we had a couple other places to stop and, you know, do a couple of errands, and now we're bouncing on these back roads heading to the house.
Repeater quite well. So, but don't worry about it. Travel safe going home, and then we'll probably catch you on the radio later this evening. KA3JCA.
Very, very bad spot on that top today.
So, you don't have to answer me. 73. I'll catch you later, sir. KA3JCA clear.
3JCA and 4ZLK.
Okay, KA3JCA.
I heard you a bit ago, but I was in the traffic and a bunch of turn signals or lights. Wanted to get out where I was driving for a little bit. How are you today?
It's great, sir. Sally was just asking, she's like, have you heard my buddy on today? And I was like, no, I haven't, come to think of it. And then we just got through talking about that. Speak of the devil, you call.
Vernon, and hello, Sally, if you can hear me.
I have to see what the dogs were doing. I think they might be poking at a steak or something.
Today, and I've been listening a little bit and listening to some other commercial radio, but I'm here, and my weekend was busy. Had a good weekend. Hope you did. Was out doing yard work yesterday. It was beautiful weather. Working on the yard, working on some other things. So I wasn't around the radio much yesterday.
Yeah. Actually, yesterday was Monday. I kind of rested again some yesterday. Not as much, but I did rest. And Sunday, I rested all day because, I don't know if you heard, when I put my stuff back together after they delivered my hospital bed, I pushed something up against my oxygen tube and it kinked it or crushed the line. The CPAP was working because it's a half-inch diameter tubing, but the oxygen tube is just one of those little smaller pencil-sized tubes that, like you, for a nose cannula. Well, it apparently pinched it and cut off the oxygen, so I wasn't getting any O2 at all.
Well, I guess you're okay now?
Oxygen level's back up to almost 98% there. Before, it was below 88.
My dad had oxygen for a while, and I used to look at that little tiny hose and think, I hope that doesn't get... hope he doesn't catch it on anything, because he was pretty accident-prone and wasn't one to pay attention to what was going on, and I could see it getting pinched up, you know, him moving around and trying something he wasn't supposed to and pinch it up.
Okay, it's for JCA.
Okay, mobile.
Sally said the dogs were barking at a snake, so then I asked her if she picked it up. She's like, no, I didn't pick it up. She yelled at me.
Protect you. And when you first said that, I thought you said a steak. And I was thinking, well, I'd be barking too. I'd be wanting some of that.
What color was the steak, Sally?
It had dots on it.
Was it black or wild or what?
It was either black or gray.
Okay, it could have been a rat steak, K3J steak.
Good to hear you today. N4, is that okay?
Say bye to Shane real quick.
Bye, buddy.
Out here, and I'll be back in a minute. There, you still got a couple more loads to run?
I'll be in the truck for a little bit. Another 20, well, on the way down about 15 minutes, and then another 25 minutes on the way back. So I'll be here. N4ZLK.
KA3JCA.
HKX, N4ZLK. LK Mobile.
4ZLK, that'd be 4DJW.
Dave, N4ZLK.
What you doing?
That's what took me so long.
Have a good day.
It is a little longer today, but going down for my last pickup, and then I'll be done. So, how about you?
If I get a couple of birds, I'll be happy. Affirmative. You know that. You know that hunting hole.
To know that's probably what it was.
And the Zaxby's in Greer. It's 10 till 7. I didn't realize it was that late. You're working late today.
Late or close to it. I can sometimes get off about this time, but it'll be a little bit longer. And they're going to get later, probably.
You stay up as long as the sun is up?
But we stay up long past the sun.
Back in a minute. That'd be 4DJW.
Okay, mobile.
I got two birds. I bagged two of them, headed home. Two birds. Two birds with one stone. That's what they call it, right?
It costs a little more than a stone now.
No, the cost of a stone went up.
A stone is a measurement, a weight measurement. It's about 14 pounds per stone.
I didn't know they had stone in there. I knew they had libbies for trucks. Is that what they call them? A libby? A lorry. And a bonnet for a trunk lid, right?
The hood of the car and the boot is the trunk.
How do you know so much about the UK?
From...
Okay, that makes sense. I lived next to the UK for a little while. Went over there a couple of times. Every time I went to the UK, it was raining.
It's always raining. Yeah, all her family's still over there. Got a lot of cousins and aunts and uncles.
Living over there on the roads?
For a trip, my grandmother's funeral, I drove my aunt's car. Of course, most of their vehicles are still stick shifts, which is fine. I can drive that, but you're sitting on the opposite side. The gearing was still the same, so you had to do it left-handed and backwards.
I have one of those. I was driving my car, and my steering wheel, over in France, their steering wheel's on the same side as it is here in the United States. So my steering wheel was where I'm used to it, in the seat that I'm used to it. But, well, the first time I ever I had to go from airport to airport. I landed somewhere in London and had to take a bus ride. And I was standing up in the bus because there was standing room only. And here comes a curve in the road, and I'm hanging on and bracing for a left turn. And son of a gun, if he didn't turn right, and so I started panicking. I thought we were going to hit head on. And I remember, wait a minute, these guys do the opposite from us. It scared me to death. I almost fell over in the bus, bracing myself the wrong way for the curve.
Feeling, you're not used to it, for sure. I almost got hit by a car in the little town my mother grew up because I was on this very small curb and the roads are very narrow. And I looked left and started to step out, and a guy honked his horn at me, and I almost got hit.
The world, it is. It's France wasn't so bad, but England? That was hard to adapt to.
All my relatives, whenever we get together, we give each other a hard time about the differences. And I remember my grandfather was over one day at my house, and he came out of the bathroom and he said, "Even your light switches are upside down."
Backwards? Are they backwards over there too?
You turn them off by going up. So
I know there was a standing joke in France about England, and they said they're going to switch to do it the same way everybody else does. You know, driving on the right side of the road, they're going to switch to the right side from the left side. And they're going to start 2 weeks early with the trucks. They're going to do all the trucks first, and then they're going to do the cars later.
Joke.
I guess you've heard that, huh?
What do you think
about it, at this point, after this thing's in, yeah, there's not going to be a whole lot left at the end of 2 weeks.
Cars left, that's for sure.
I just like to make fun of the English for that, because they drive on the wrong side of the road. But I guess it all depends on what you got used to. I'm thinking of somebody over here just rebelling against the motherland.
There is a reason the way they started out, and it's something to do with strong carriage and where the coachman sat and all that. It all goes all the way back to there.
A documentary on why the wages, the width that they are, and it has to do with how wide the carriages were built. There were standards way, way, way back then, and roads were in compliance with the carriage, and the carriage was a lot narrower back then. By the time it got over here, they got a lot wider.
Over there, go all the way back to the Romans. Around for a long time.
Back past that, it's where the cows wandered through the wilderness. It was a cow path that they turned into a road.
Time over there, we definitely want to go back. Beth and I went over there in 2019, May and June, and we had a blast. We had a good time. I got to stay with relatives, and they gave us tours. And we only saw just a little bit of London, and then up there in the East Anglia, which is the little hump on the east coast of England. That's where everybody's from. So we had a good time. N4ZLK.
Gius, it comes in from France over in the northeast.
Down, you talking about the channel? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, where there's a bridge over the channel.
That's probably down at Dover. I know there's a tunnel, you know, a bridge / tunnel that runs from near Dover over to somewhere in France. But up where they're from, they're more almost directly across from Germany or the Netherlands or something like that. It's up a little bit higher.
So I think where I was living in France, it was on the same parallel as New York. So they'd be living even further north than New York, kind of like Maine.
Somewhere on that latitude.
Or they go sour. I'm backing in the driveway. Be safe for the rest of your work day. Good talking to you, Shane. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
Your hunting labor's there. And yeah, that's good timing. I'm backing up to a dock here. Have a good evening, Dave. N4ZLK.